AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Heavy thunderstorms, high winds knock over trees, cause flooding in the Houston area overnight. National Weather Service meteorologist Melissa Huffman says the storm system that touched off all that rain and the storms has moved to the east.
We're kind of in the wake of a powerful storm system that moved across a good portion of the state yesterday, developed out in central Texas, and then pushed eastward and is now just kind of moving along the Louisiana coast.
Forecasters warn of severe weather and possible flash flooding to other parts of the southeast through the weekend. Government scientists say climate change has led to record heat, with new high average global temperatures set in the first 3 months of the year. AP correspondent Seth Borenstein.
Scientists say there's three things at work. One is global warming. One is there's an El Nino, which is the warming of the Pacific around the central part of the Pacific. And then hot water in the northeastern Pacific. Meteorologists are actually calling it a blob of hot water.
33 people are dead, more than 100 others hurt in a suicide bombing in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. A motorcyclist set off his charge as he drove up to a crowd of soldiers and others who had gathered at the bank to collect their monthly pay. Afghanistan's president says the Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for that bombing. Five young Australian men are in jail, charged with planning an Islamic State-inspired attack during ceremonies honoring Australian and New Zealand troops who fought in the nation's wars. Federal Police Deputy Commissioner Michael Phelan says the plot was not that complex.
These types of attacks that are planned are very rudimentary and simple. And as we've said before, all you need these days is a knife, a flag, and a camera, and one can commit a terrorist act.
This is AP Radio News. Chicago police have shot and killed a man in the city's South Shore neighborhood after he is said to have pointed a gun at two officers. Department says in a statement, officers heard shots late last night and saw a van drive off. A little while later, a male passenger jumped out of the van and pointed a pistol at police as he tried to run away. He was shot and killed by an officer. Retired Catholic Cardinal Francis George, who served in Chicago, playing a key role in speeding the church's response to the clergy sex abuse scandal, is dead after a long fight with cancer. He was 78. 20 years ago tomorrow, 168 people were killed in the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. Survivor Sheila Schick tells KOKI-TV.
Nothing I did caused it. Nothing I could have done would have prevented it. So if I don't live my life to the fullest, then who did this has another victim, and I wasn't going to allow that to happen.
Timothy McVeigh was executed for that bombing. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.